Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
Somebody just texted, if you don't like Shaggy, feed him a tulip.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
Wow. I know. All right, let's welcome Josh to the show for War of the Roses. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
So, who are we putting to the test for you today?
My girlfriend, Lauren.
Lauren, okay. And why are we putting her to the test?
It's weird. We've been dating. And before the pandemic, I had a great job. Like, it was awesome. I was making a lot of money. And about 3 months ago, I lost my gig. And they flipped. She's got a great job. She had just moved into town when we first started dating. And she didn't have a lot of friends. Now she's got all these friends. And it's just, I'm sitting at home and...
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, it sucks for you. It's great for her, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It stinks. I know, like, if I were in her shoes, I'd be out. Like, I would understand if she needed to go get new friends and have a new life because I got no gig.
It almost sounds like you want out of this relationship. I mean, you're giving all these reasons why she doesn't need you anymore. Do you want out of this relationship?
No. I don't want out. I want in. Like, I'm all about in.
Okay.
I understand if she does.
Okay. So you think maybe we put her to the test just to make sure there's nobody else that she would choose over you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then let's put her to the test here. What we'll do is we'll call up Lauren, and then we'll tell her she won a free Victoria's Secret pantygram to send to whoever she wants. You'll get to hear who she chooses to send her pantygram to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, you know, I need to know this. I need to find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach a Lauren, please.
This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is because I wasn't sure if you saw the email we sent you or maybe it went to your spam folder, but we just started a new promotion for 2021 where every month we draw names of customers from our database, and we give those people a little thank you prize. And this month, you were chosen as one of our winners.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
I sure am. So I'm guessing you didn't see the email then?
No, I didn't see anything from you guys.
Okay, that's not a problem at all. Like I said, it might have landed in your spam folder. So if you have time, I can tell you about the prize you won.
Sure, of course.
Okay, so we do different prizes each month. And the prize for this month is called the VS Pantygram. And the way it works is... it's like a telegram that we send to the, you know, a special someone in your life. But instead of a boring old telegram, it's a tiny little box with real lace panties inside with a note from you. So, you know, say you want to send a sexy message to your boyfriend or something. He opens a box, there's real panties inside, and a note from you that says, I'll model these for you later. Or, let's see, can't wait to show you the rest, or something like that. So it's sort of a surprise for him, but it's from you.
That's pretty creative.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cute, right? So if you're interested, it's not going to cost you anything because, like I said, you were one of our winners this month. I just need to know if you'd like to do it because the prize expires at the end of the week.
No, I'll do it for sure.
Okay, great. So I just need to get a few things from you. The first thing I need to know is what color panties you'd like to send to someone. We have red, black, or pink.
I'm going to go with pink.
Pink, okay. And we need to know the name of the person that you'd like to send your pantygram to. So just a first and last name.
Okay, so the first name is Joshua, and the last name is...
Okay, and the panties, they come with a note attached. So what message would you like to put on the note? It could be anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
I guess you put down, get ready for more later.
Wow, that's a pretty exciting but dangerous threat. Wouldn't you say there, Josh?
That sounds pretty awesome to me.
Hey, Lauren?
Yeah.
So listen, we have something to confess here. This is not actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now you're on War of the Roses. Your boyfriend, Josh, asked us to put you to the test to see who you would send a pantygram to. And I'm pretty sure you have one happy boyfriend right now.
Are you serious?
Josh, what did you want to say to Lauren?
Lauren, oh my God, I love you. And thank you so much for picking me.
Well, who else are you going to pick?
I really don't know. I was just,
Lauren, let me, I think Josh was feeling like maybe you were losing interest in him because, you know, you have all these new friends now and this really great job and, you know, he's still out of work.
Oh, no, that doesn't change how I feel about you.
Aww. Okay, well, I'm kind of bummed because I think that's 2 weeks in a row where we did not catch a cheater. But Josh, I am very happy for you.